Who could I ask for the perfect definition of the Parisienne? I'd asked myself that question countless times until I had an epiphany. Of course, ask him, that guy in the kitchen who happens to share my life. He was surprised by my question and muttered a few words to himself. I watched him, exasperated. Doesn't he have anything original to say? Something beyond the usual clichés about our incredible style and iconic perfume? Wait, you're being serious? We're really talking about this? He asked before leaning against the sink. And then he started and didn't stop, as though reciting a prayer learned by heart, one he knew with his eyes closed. First off, he says, the Parisienne is never satisfied. Here's proof. I'm telling you how gorgeous you are, and it's never enough. The Parisienne thinks she's a role model. She can fill blogs and books with life advice. In fact, she loves being asked what she thinks. And of course, that makes sense because she's already done everything, seen everything. She knows it all. For example, the Parisienne will always refer you to her doctor. He's a genius. Her dentist. He's an artist. His work is like a fine jeweler's. And her gynecologist. Well, of course, Catherine Deneuve goes to him, too. The Parisienne, shamelessly snobbish, is such a snob that she's perfectly comfortable letting everyone know it. What's wrong with that? The Parisienne is arrogant. Her thing is art, culture, and politics. She cultivates herself the same way she cares for her radishes growing on the balcony, that is, with love. Watering can in hand, she'll tell you how the last film to win the Palme d'Or is Rotten Tomatoes, but she probably hasn't even seen it. The Parisienne already knows what she must think, the opposite of what you think, no matter what. The Parisienne is always late. Unlike you, she has important things to do. She's a busy woman. She'll never wear makeup on a date. Naturally, her inner beauty needs no artifice. On the other hand, she won't hesitate to wear lipstick to the bakery on Sunday morning, because what if she runs into someone she knows? Her paranoia verges on megalomania. If her unquenchable thirst for subjects of dismay were used to solve equations, she'd get the Nobel Prize in mathematics every year. Watch out if she says your new boyfriend is so original. For her, original is not a compliment. She never crosses the street where she's supposed to. She claims it's her rebellious side. People who wait in lines stress her out. She doesn't always say thank you, doesn't always say hi, but we'll complain about the rudeness of Parisian waiters. She's outspoken and can swear like a sailor. She's horrified when people politely say bon appétit. Poor taste is worse than poor diplomacy. She always wears her sunglasses, even when it rains, but she despises movie stars who hide behind them. In a nutshell, and trust me, I know her well, I'd say the Parisienne is completely cuckoo.